The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but will say only what he has learnt, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine." The Gospel of the Lord. As we look around our world and in our own lives, we see many things we could describe to another person. To take an illustration, as many of you know, I happen to play the organ. Now, I could describe to you how it feels to play, say, a Bach Prelude and Fugue on the organ, but unless you are an organist yourself, you don't know how it feels. Likewise, a pilot of a Red Arrow jet could describe to me or to you what it feels like to fly a jet at high speed, but unless you actually do it, you don't know what it feels like. So, it's impossible to describe how something feels, an experience that we haven't had. And life is full of things like that. Another example may be falling in love or having your first baby. That's an experience I've never had, so I don't know how it feels. We don't know how these things feel like unless we experience them. In the same way, we may describe a color to someone who cannot see. Our best efforts could not possibly communicate the glories, say, of a riot of flowers in the garden when they're in bloom. We have a similar difficulty when it comes to spiritual matters. Throughout the history of the Christian Church, theologians have devoted their lives to helping us understand our faith and the God we worship. But it's not easy. The great St. Thomas Aquinas, who lived in the 13th century, tried over many years to describe the relationship between humanity and our Creator. Thomas admitted it was more difficult to say what God is than what he is not. Toward the end of his life, he had a mystical experience, and after that, he basically shut up. He summed up all his learned works as so much straw, and then maintained a remarkable silence because he'd had an experience of that which he had been trying to put into words for so long. Today's Feast of Pentecost records a powerful manifestation of God's power. Putting that into words isn't easy. It reminds us, though, that early Christians came alive only when they felt the power of the Spirit as he breathed life into them. Before he ascended, Jesus had promised this gift of the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, to empower his followers in the huge task of building up the fledgling church in the face of great opposition. We heard St. Paul writing to the Galatians just now, and he writes about the fruits and the gifts that the Spirit brings to the lives of believers who live lives that are centered on God rather than centered on self. And that's part of the clue. The fruits he mentions are those which should be at the heart of every Christian community. Rather than living for ourselves and yielding to self-indulgence, our vocation is to be transformed into people who can see beyond the things of this world to the joys promised in the kingdom of heaven. But we can only do that if we have actually experienced for ourselves something of the love and power of God in our lives. words are not enough. We need to know for ourselves the experience of that love. Of course, as we see and hear the words of Scripture, with its images, you know, tongues of flame, a mighty rushing wind, these are ways in which they try to put into words, the evangelist puts into words, what happened in the upper room. We might say, oh dear, I've never had any experience like that. But we shouldn't despair. We shouldn't despair, because we must remember that each of us is unique, and the experience that each of us has of God is different. No two people necessarily are going to have the same experience. That's why it's wrong in some Christian denominations where some people speak in tongues and that sort of thing. They tend sometimes to look down on those who haven't had that experience. And then we have two classes of Christian, and that's not right. That's not right. We are all unique. We all experience God differently. When, in the name of Christ, we work for peace and reconciliation, we know that we are moving with the Spirit. When we hear the language of love spoken to us by someone we have hurt, the Spirit is working to make the gift of forgiveness a reality. When we take the time to be there for the stranger in our midst, we are reaching out in the Spirit. It is this unseen breath of God that keeps our community of faith together and alive. He is the same Spirit whom we worship as the love between the Father and the Son. We are called into the community of faith through our baptism, and we are empowered to spread the good news by our confirmation. Through these two powerful sacraments, we, like the early Christian community, are anointed and chosen. We are anointed and chosen, each one of us. We each have a part to play. Like the apostles who met in the upper room, we must open the doors of our hearts, and we must take our faith out into the world so that we may invite others to share in this life of the Spirit. That is the vocation to which each and every one of us is called in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is what today we celebrate.